Let's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. We at Robin Hood Radio received this update from Sharon Hospital about the water problem that we mentioned earlier this week. They experienced water issues over the past 3 weeks at the hospital, according to the hospital. Prior to that, the town of Sharon had backflushed the fire hydrant system, which had a negative impact on the water quality coming into the hospital, which caused a cascade of water processing failures that did not allow the hospital to safely sterilize instruments. Sharon Hospital had to reschedule many cases initially and cancel all GI cases over a three-week period. No patients were ever exposed to dirty instruments, and emergency processes were initiated immediately. In order to wash dry instruments, they hired a company to transport them to the sister hospital, Northern Dutchess Hospital in Rhinebeck, New York, for cleaning and sterilization, and then transport that equipment back to use to Sharon Hospital. Arrangements were made for backup trays for all cases performed in the event an instrument was dropped, as they did not have the ability to sterilize in-house. During the 3 weeks, the State of Connecticut Department of Public Health, Town of Sharon Water District, and Association of Preoperative Nurses were all contacted. Water samples were taken on multiple locations throughout the hospital, with results submitted to the Department of Public Health. On July 13th, they received confirmation at Sharon Hospital, the sample in the GI suite, that the water tested normal. Olympus, the vendor for the GI scopes and washers, did the annual preventive maintenance on the scope washers and found no evidence of contamination. During the downtime, they sent all GI scopes to Olympus for disassembly and cleaning as a precautionary measure. GI cases have returned to their normal schedule, and Connecticut GI has requested extra OR time to make up for the canceled cases from the past few weeks. The vendor for the instrument washer and other tradespeople were on site yesterday repairing the instrument washer. In the meantime, they continue at the hospital to transport instruments to Northern Dutchess Hospital for processing. Sharon Hospital reported this to appropriate authorities and will continue to be in contact with the Department of Public Health until the issues are totally resolved. That from the Sharon Hospital on the water problems reported earlier this week on Robin Hood Radio. Interviews are being conducted for a new town attorney in North Canton. Longtime attorney Judith Dixon is retiring in September. First Selectman Charles Parati said candidates have been interviewed so far, some more scheduled for this week. Those who've expressed interest, according to a story in this morning's Republican American, are Stephen Byrne, partners Michael Ryback and Anthony DePatima, and also Charles Rohrbach and Calvin Nulligan and Randall DiBella. The search committee is comprised of three selectmen, administrative assistant Missy Oler and treasurer Emily Manassi. The decision will be announced August 13th at the meeting of the Board of Selectmen. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has announced 3 of 4 electric car charging stations are now operational and available for public use in Dutchess County. Dualport Level 2 charging stations have been installed at the Dutchess County Office Building in the City of Poughkeepsie, the Beacon Governmental Center in the City of Beacon, and the Village Hall in Tivoli. A 4th charging station is slated to be operational in the Village of Pawling later this summer. The stations are strategically located throughout Dutchess County for public use to recharge county vehicles as well. The county has contracted with EV Connect to serve as the payment vendor for the charging stations. The stations are just $1.25 per charging hour to use through the EV Connect app. Dutchess County will receive 80% of the revenue from EV Connect. In Salisbury, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting. That'll be held at 5:30 at Town Hall. The Sharon Housing Authority has a special meeting at 6:30 p.m. at Sharon Town Hall. Coming up on Wednesday, of course, the Summer Concert Series returns to the Green in Sharon. Sharon Parks and Recreation presents the concert series between 6 and 8 p.m. on the Town Green, featuring Lone Wolf Trio with Rock and Blues. That coming up on Wednesday. In Kent, setting up baseline air monitoring before a natural gas fire power plant opens in 2 years has become the focus of local government residents and the Kent Conservation Commission, but not for shutting down the plant. The commission has invited representatives from other towns to form a task force regarding Cricket Valley Energy Center's impact on air quality. The group will have its first meeting tomorrow evening at Kent Town Hall at 7 p.m. Expected to attend are the Conservation Commission from Cornwall, Sherman, and Washington, and representatives from Warren, Sharon, Falls Village, Salisbury, and New Milford were also invited. Great Barrington Historical Society sponsoring the program A Chance for Land and Fresh Air by author Carol Asher, Wednesday, July 18th at 7 p.m. at the Teague Senior Center on South Main Street in Great Barrington. It's free and open to the public. More information online at gbhistory.com. robinhoodradio.org. What's All the Buzz About? An Investigation of Pollinators with Heather Kupo takes place on Thursday the 19th. What's All the Buzz About? We'll meet at 10:30 in the morning on Thursday at the W.E.B. Du Bois River Park at Church at River Streets, downtown Great Barrington. The program runs until 12:30. Pre-registration is suggested. Christine at gbland.org or, for more information, gbland.org. Kent Park and Rec presents free concerts on the lawn July 19th and July 26th and August the 2nd. Coming up on July 19th, the Regulators are scheduled to play, followed by local talent, the Carlson Family Band on July 26th, and the Joint Chiefs with their Tight Harmonies and Loose Attitude on August the 2nd. The first annual Evan Rashkoff Sunset Trot will be held Thursday, July 19th at 6:30 at the Sharontown Beach in Mudge Pond. $25, but 12 and under free, no pre-registration required. Registration on the day of the event, 4:30 to 6:15. There'll be fun, awards, great family event, T-shirts for all, post-trot refreshments for all, hosted by Sharon Parks and Recreation Department in association with Run 169 Town Society. More information at 860-364-1400. The Sunset Music Series continues on Thursday from 7 till 9 p.m. at the Couch Pipa VFW Post, 6851. Live music, food, vendors, a car and motorcycle cruise. The Rocking Heartbeats will be performing. In Great Barrington, Harvey Granat, singer and a historian of the American Songbook, will perform a four-part series at the Berkshire South Regional Community Center, 15 Chrissy Road in Great Barrington. That begins this Thursday at 7 p.m. Each program will feature a live performance of the great songs with the stories about the songs. The cost per performance, $16 for members, $20 for guests. More information or to purchase tickets, you can visit the center's front desk or call 413-528-2810, extension 10. A blood drive will be held at Noble Horizons, the Community Room, 17 Cobble Road in Salisbury on Friday, July 20th from 1 until 6 p.m. To schedule an appointment, contact Caroline Birchfield, extension 190, 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-733-2767, or online, redcrossblood.org. The public invited to share a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church on Main Street in Millerton Friday from 6 till 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there'll be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. More information at 518-242-9040. The dinner is made possible through a grant from the Northeast Dutchess Fund, a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. The annual Cornwall Rummage Sale will be held on Saturday from 9 till 3 and Sunday from 11 till 2. Monday is Bag and Bargain Day from 9 till 12 at the Mohawk Ski Lodge and the UCC Parish House and Town Hall in Cornwall Village. Well known for quality and variety, the Rummage Sale is anticipated each year by town residents as well as folks from other towns who are traveling distances to enjoy the bargains. Well, the Garden Conservancy has their Open Days program coming up this weekend on July 21st in Ashley Falls, Tour Steel Garden, 10 to 4. In Dutchess County, tour the private gardens of Ellen and Eric Peterson in Stanfordville and the Highland Wente Garden in Millerton, as well as the Insfree Garden, 10 to 4. And in Sharon, the Garden Conservancy's Open Day program, the private gardens of Lee Link from 10 until 4. You can celebrate Great Barrington's connection with the Appalachian Trail on Appalachian Trail Community Day, Saturday from 2 till 7. Join Mass Park staff and Great Barrington Trails and Greenways partners, volunteer hike and potluck picnic at the Appalachian Trail maintainers and hikers. Enjoy music by Berkshire Ukulele Band, all free and open to the public. Pre-registration is suggested. More information online at gbland.org. Next lobster sale will be held July 21st, Montgomery Lodge number 13 in Lakeville. Lobster sale, of course, picking up from 4 till 6 p.m. The day of the sale at 41 Sharon Road, Lakeville, outside the lodge. The lobsters average 1 1/3 pounds at a price of $16 each. Can be ordered by calling 860-435-9722. Raw or steam clams are available for $7 per dozen. St. John's Lutheran Church, County Route 7 in Ankrum, New York, has their annual chicken barbecue on Saturday. Takeout's only $15. Pick up 4:30 to 6 tickets. Well, to reserve them, 518-329-0038, 518-329-7594, 518-789-4769, or 518-398-5200. Make your reservation early so you'll be guaranteed a ticket. July 21st in Hudson, the Alama Summer Party, Alana State Historic Site Summer Party, featuring hors d'oeuvres inspired by Alana and created by some of the region's best chefs, paired with wine and signature cocktails. It runs from 5 till 7 p.m. Blue Rider Stables' 12th annual Hoedown of the Barn is coming up on Saturday the 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. at 15 Farm Lane, South Egremont. Live music by Kitchen Cayley Band with Ann Banks calling. All dances will be taught. No partner necessary. Suggested donation $5 per person. Refreshments will be available by donation. For more information, head to bluerider.org. The 2018 Kick Up Your Heels fundraiser to benefit the programs at High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center in Ghent, New York, coming up on Saturday from 6 to 11 p.m., a silent auction, live auction, dinner, dancing games, a bonfire, and lots more. Tickets in advance are $60, $75 at the door. Suggested donation for children, $20. Online at High and Mighty. That's High and the letter N, mighty.org. July 21st and 22nd in Millbrook, Fitch's Corner Horse Trials. 300 horses compete in dressage, cross-country jumping, and stadium jumping, plus more than 50 shops, food, art, and more. Riders include local and Bully Stallmeyer and Olympic rider Boyd Martin. The event benefits the Millbrook Fire Department Rescue Squad. And, of course, coming up on Sunday, it is the Sunday evening concerts put on at the Doughboy in North Canaan, Connecticut. Coming up this Sunday, Sandy and Sandy, Zydeco folk music. It's held at the Doughboy. If it's raining, they move it right across the street to the Pilgrim House. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 44.95 to 25,064.36 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7805.72, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 2798.43. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.